For those worried about Europe's ongoing debt crisis, all eyes are on Greece this weekend. National elections on Sunday could decide that country's future in the European Union and whether it keeps using the euro. Stan Alcorn reports that some Greek citizens here in the U.S. are doing more than just watching.
Sotirios Vahaviolos is not a politician, and he doesn't live in Greece. But this Sunday, he'll be on the ballot as Greek voters go to the polls to try to elect a new government. The Conservative Party wanted him for his success as the CEO of a high-tech company in Princeton, New Jersey. That's expertise Vahaviolos says his rural hometown needs.
There was absolutely no industrialization. There was no factories. You know, unless if you really work for a hotel, you know, for tourism, etc., you know, there was not a lot of jobs to have.
Vahaviolos is actually one of several expats who are in honorary places at the bottom of the ballot, where they're listed but unlikely to be elected. Vahaviolos says he's a dear friend of his party's president. But for Artemis Papadatou, it was a lack of political connections that mattered when the Socialist Party reached out to her.
Yes, we want you to represent the younger generation, bring in the new and out with the old.
Papadatou is a 29-year-old architect who's never been involved in politics. The night before flying to Greece, she stayed up designing lighting for a Louis Vuitton store in Munich. But not everyone thinks putting expats on the ballot signals an openness to outside advice.
I wish that was the reason, but I don't think it's the reason.
Apostolos Zoupaniotis is the editor of Greek News, a weekly based in Astoria, Queens.
There is a powerful system there that has a mind of its own.
Zoupaniotis says it's more of a symbolic gesture. For example, the ballot features an Olympic weightlifter.
They place him on the top in order to lift Greece up, you know, this type of of ideas behind this.
To lift Greece up? The divided political parties will almost certainly have to form some kind of coalition. This Sunday, Vahaviolos and Papadatou will be there, hoping their American success stories can help their parties do that. For WNYC, I'm Stan Alcorn.